A little over a month ago, the Harmon School in Randolph County suffered some major structural damage. The plaster ceiling inside a classroom collapsed, bringing 2 tons of debris down with it. An inspection after the collapse deemed the school unsafe for use. With Randolph County Schools starting today, yesterday, the county superintendent asked the State Board of Education to allow it to take some extraordinary measures.
As most of you are aware, we've had a situation with a school in Harmon, West Virginia, which is a very rural school located in the northern end of our county.
Terry George is the superintendent of Randolph County Schools and traveled to Lewisburg to address state board members during a meeting at Greenbrier East Middle School. George and his staff have been scrambling since the beginning of July to figure out how to get the nearly 170 students that attend the Harmon School back into classrooms. Because of the immediacy of the situation with school starting today, the only solution the county can think of is to bus the kids to the next closest set of schools. That's some 26 miles away from the Harmon School in Elkins.
There's just not another school that's closer than the Elkins area schools to relocate them to. And we could not find adequate facilities within the Harmon area that would pass fire marshal regulations that would allow us to house our students in that area.
Harmon is a pre-K through high school facility, and by shipping the kids off to Elkins, they'll be separated into elementary, middle, and high schools. At the meeting, George was not asking the board to address this issue. The superintendent is worried about state policies on bus travel. According to State Board of Education policy, students at West Virginia elementary schools are permitted to spend no more than 30 minutes on a one-way bus trip. For middle school students, it increases to about 45 minutes, and for high schoolers, 60 minutes. But in order for those students to now travel from their homes in the rural northern part of the county to Elkins schools, bus rides for all of the Harmon students will now range from 1 hour and 5 minutes to 1 hour and 18 minutes, exceeding the limits for all ages. In order to be able to do that, the state board has to approve a waiver, which they did unanimously on Wednesday. But they also voiced concern about the school's future. George estimates he can get repairs completed and the elementary age students back in their classrooms by mid-October at a cost of more than $200,000. The rest of the school isn't as easy.
The remaining cost for remediating the rest of the damage in the rooms that have the plaster ceilings, which is the original 1950 section in front of the building, that's estimated to take an additional anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million.
George mentioned it may make more sense to just build a new school, but that will take help from other agencies. The State School Building Authority helps counties build new facilities by putting up half the cost of a certain number of projects each year. George says he plans to put together a proposal for the SBA, but it won't be presented until March, then possibly awarded in April, leaving middle and high school students in Elkins schools for all of this school year and possibly more while a new facility is constructed. Members of the board suggested George think creatively when it comes to aiding schools in rural areas. Because of the small student population situated close to a county line, board member Dr. William White suggested thinking of a regional approach, incorporating students in bordering Tucker and Pendleton counties. It's something George says he plans on discussing with those county superintendents, but will take some time to complete.